Svarog, the mightiest of all gods, descends through the heavens, bursting out of the clouds like a bolt of thunder. Unrest amongst the humans in the villages and on the fields of Istria. Vineyards. Pillaging the mills and barns, burning the wheat and barley. Biesamar was the master of these foul deeds. Morana, she was the giggling, sniveling sidekick, the underworld goddess of death and winter. They alone roamed the land, and the poor people fled ahead of them. Thus was set the scene for a great calamity, the barren and wasted fields. No creature, no man walked here. The lowest crawling insects, the birds, nor even the wind or sun dared to pass. The two devils huddled together, their work almost complete. They feared the ensuing battle, calling upon the forces from below. Demons, indescribable beasts, mouths foaming, claws, rotten teeth, seething and snarling, rising from the underworld, crawling through the earth, Biesamar gathering them in a throng of filth. Swarog scans the earth. He summons Peru, the god of thunder, and Cherovita, the master of war. These three gods prepare for battle, along with those brave legions of men who are willing to sacrifice their lives. Their only weapons, flashes of light and bolts of thunder, and the men with their simple tools. Slamming down between the mass of devils, trolls, and dragons, the battle begins. For days the battle raged. Bodies of men and a rabble of devils, flesh rotting, piling one on the other. Blood was flowing over the fields and pastures, over the gentle hills and valleys. A verdusa of death, pain, and agony. Swarog rises alive. Cherovita and Porun, bloodied and wounded, struggle to free themselves from this melee of chaos. A scene from hell no man or creature could envision. Goodness returns to the world. The people return to their homes and their fields. Once again, life is restored. them two bastions of all things evil, the two creatures from below, Biesamar and Morana, are still breathing, crawling over the bodies. They slide, dripping in blood and sweat, downwards through the earth, returning to the underworld, laughing and screaming.